The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Mahoney, it is our job as public servants to try to spread the message of people that are simply looking for love in a very complicated time. Dating's not the same that it used to be.
We all, Dave, have needs. One common need that we all as humans can share.
Very horny.
And need is, is love.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like Mahoney said love, you said horny, so. Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
I made a tomato.
Yeah. I don't think is horny an emotion?
Yeah.
It can be.
Well, can it? Yeah. Is it more of a...
Like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling horny.
Yes, it's an emotion.
Okay, whatever.
This one is entitled, Subway, I Bought Your Sandwich. Hello, today's Monday. You looked fabulous. I bought your sandwich. I wish you would have waited around a bit. hope you read this or our paths cross again. Dude, you got game, man. Yep. She just took that 6 inches and split.
$5 foot long? Nah, I got what I need.
This one, you are an older, straight, married man. We are two middle-aged dudes. You would stop over and do some work and let us work on you. We miss you. Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
So
oh
my. Would he be a middle-aged, straight guy if they let them do some work on him?
You know, people have different definitions, and however you want to classify yourself,
whatever.
Sure. I'm straight,
also,
just not right now.
Define work. Yeah. Like, were you doing, like, dental work?
No, he was an electrician. They were doing plumbing work.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
This one's entitled Open House and Charming Realtor. I moved your open house sign that had blown over on the corner. You came out and said, thanks. We had a brief chat, and you seemed a little PO'd because your husband was running an hour late bringing you some lunch. Hope he showed up. Had my mind racing all Saturday night, not just wondering if you'd had lunch. LOL. Wish I would have offered to get you something and come back as an excuse to talk more and hang out. You made a comment about my sports themed t-shirt. If you see this, I'd welcome the chance to bring you lunch at your next open house, winky smiley face, and talk more.
Bro, she's married. Back off.
She's married and she's working. Like, just, can you stop?
You fixed a sign.
You thirsty bitch.
Right?
Like, just back off, man.
Come on.
This one, kick me in the Jimmy. Looking for my female friend that would kick me in the Jimmy weekly, you must host.
What?
So I think that he's looking for his female friend that would kick him in the Jimmy every week, but he's also open to anyone else that is willing to kick him in the Jimmy.
You can't, like, I feel like if you have, that's your thing, you kind of got to be able to host, right?
You have to.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to come over to your place and you're going to wallop me in the nuts. Like, what is going on here?
No, man.
Also,
get your
hurts.
Own weird freak dungeon going.
That stuff hurts. Like, why would you want that?
I mean, hey, to each their own, but...
I'm just trying to understand
make sure,
it.
Or at least spring for the cheap motel room, buddy.
This one's just titled HSV2.
HSV2.
Hi, I'm a younger female with HSV2, in parentheses, genital herpes.
Oh,
just,
hello.
Just seeing if there's anyone else out there who's young and attractive who has it, or doesn't mind the condition. Doesn't mind the condition.
Like, baby, I love you. It's okay.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Be up front.
Yeah.
Good
on
you.
Good.
Better than being like afterwards, hey, by the way,
you may want to.
You ever heard of HSV2?
If there's any place to find somebody okay with it, though, believe me, it's Craigslist.
That would be the place.
Yes.
This one is entitled, Saw You Looking at the Cows. Well, not sure there were any cows in the field or not, but we both pulled over looking at the field. I drove by and we shared a glance, wondering if you wanted to stop by and say hi. I almost turned around but didn't. Should I have? It was Sunday afternoon. So this guy was driving down the road, and he saw some chicks staring out into a field.
Yeah.
Probably with tears streaming down her face, thinking about her lost love. And this thirsty dude drives by, and he's like, I saw you looking at them cows. I'll look at them with you.
We had a moment. You want to look at cows together?
We shared a glance.
Would you like to share a moment together?
This one is daytime delivery. I was a delivery guy, tall white male. You are 35 to 58 year old attractive woman? Question mark.
Maybe
it's a pretty big range.
Quite the range, yeah.
Yeah.
23 year gap there. Yeah. 35 to 58.
Okay.
Obviously, you're home during the day, and we kind of caught each other's eyes. I should have gotten your name. Please reply. I think I have another package for you. Wink, wink.
Oh,
yeah. Good line, bro.
I ain't even mad at
that. It's a different kind of package.
I mean, what can Brown do for you?
This one is, we bowled lane to lane. So if you've ever been in a bowling alley and there's the attractive girl in the lane one over, you know, it's actually a pretty good place if you're going to be a creep and you're going to stare at a girl's butt because she's constantly walking up and bending over at the lane. This guy was doing just that. looking to connect with you since Saturday night. We bowled next to each other and exchanged a few glances and smiles within the 2 hours that we were there. I was the male with my female friends. You were there with four of your girlfriends. At one point, we were sitting down with our backs turned, and I couldn't help but overhear you complaining about intimacy with your boyfriend to your friend. It's sad that many people these days want more than their partner, and especially when it happens to such a cute girl. You were around 30, a little shorter, resembled Franka Potente, who is an actress from The Bourne Identity. She's
a random German actress.
Random German actress that no one has ever heard of. And I felt stupid approaching you and trying to get your mind off the negative thoughts with your friends around. I should have, though. If you recall any of this, well, it would be nice if you do. I'm athletic. I had a T-shirt on, jeans, wide shoulders, and a butt.
And a butt.
And a butt.
So, hope you're around.
It is included.
Yeah.
I hope you have a butt.
Yeah.
You had your shot, man.
It was right there.
Now you're just a turkey.
And finally, this one is, you know,
bowling jokes.
Strike, my friend. Maybe a spare.
How about a 7-10 split a little bit later?
A lot of these are, you know, are very sweet and they're looking for love. This one,
not so much.
Not so much.
Okay.
No.
To Phil. Completely ghosting me after 8 years of NSA fun and a FWB relationship. Help me out here, Ian. What is
that? No strings attached, friends with benefits.
Okay, friends with benefit relationship.
Look at you, Mahoney. Very nice.
Was completely blanky of you, and you know it. Even though it was completely fun without strings attached type of situation, you were clearly friends, too. We shared info about our families, personal lives, work, careers, etc. We had amazing chemistry every single night, witty banter and laughter, and you know it. Then after using me one last time, you decide that you can never do this again and give no reason. Now I know it's due to your upcoming wedding. I didn't even know you were engaged. Since I knew you for 8 years and you were actually a cool friendship in addition to the fun stuff, you deserve to know that you're a complete a-hole. I hope your new wife tolerates your porn addiction and fondness for MILFs. Good luck forgetting how good it was with me.
I mean, do you not know what no strings attached means?
Yeah, I was going to say
like
that.
Sounds like no strings attached.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.